On the show today, we have Cornerstone Advisors' very own Sam Kilmer telling us what's going on in fintech, and oh my gosh, there is a lot. So hold on to your horses and prepare for the ride. On the show today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Sam Kilmer from Cornerstone Advisors. Sam, how are you, sir?
Great, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. Before we get started, are you any relation to the quarterback from the Washington Redskins in the 1970s, Mr. Billy Kilmer? Are you any relation? I've always wanted to ask you that.
No relation to Billy Kilmer. And oh, by the way, before the sort of next question that tends to come there is Val Kilmer.
Oh, Val, that's right.
I love Top Gun, and I'm hoping for the new Top Gun to be as good as the last one.
Yeah.
No relation to Val Kilmer. I'm going to have to keep my day job over at Cornerstone.
You do a fine job of that. And I just saw Tombstone the other day as well. So Val was great. And that is Doc Holliday. So good stuff. All right. Hey, let's get back to some fintech stuff here. We're talking today about what's going on in fintech. And there is a whole lot going on in fintech. And that's kind of an understatement of the year already right there. So with all the fintech buzz going on right now, what is everybody talking about in fintech right now? Is it blockchain? Is it fraud still? Is it digital identity? Where are we going with all this stuff?
Well,
or all the above.
Essentially, what's happening is fintech is becoming financial services. So, increasingly, our members at the credit union are using systems themselves. Those same systems that they're using are coming into being used by employees of the credit union. So, in many ways, while our credit unions are obviously about our people, increasingly it's about the people that are building systems. And those systems, for most of us in credit union land, are systems that we get from fintech providers, either partners that are fintech, direct-to-market fintechs, or the more traditional fintech providers, mm-hmm. fintech providers that you might hear about. And so, essentially what's happening is digital is hot, payments are hot, lending is hot, particularly lending and digital analytics. Mm-hmm. And most of the innovations that are happening in that space are happening either by direct fintechs or with the fintech providers in collaboration with the credit unions. Mm-hmm. And there's just a huge volume of activity around that and a lot of money flowing into the space. And we think it's a good idea to keep an eye on the money flow. You can listen to what people say. Mm-hmm. What we found in fintech is it's like any sort of any police investigative show that you might see on television. It's really about where the money's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money, and it tells a story about where value is being placed for the future.
Yeah. And an old editor of mine, when I first started out in journalism, in the world of journalism, he always goes, Mike, follow the money. Follow the money and you'll find the story. So I've never forgotten that. Good stuff. And speaking of which, question number two is, hey, everyone's talking about the Fiserv First Data deal and payments. So what's going on there that... How will this affect credit unions? Because this was a pretty big blockbuster story here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, blockbuster early in the year, and we've already had kind of two blockbuster announcements. One being Fiserv First Data. I'll tell you about another one in a minute that just happened yesterday. But Fiserv First Data, talk about follow the money. $22 billion. Is that enough to follow?
I guess so.
Fiserv, if not the largest provider in the credit union landscape. And First Data, a large organization focused on payments and merchant acquiring specifically in that aspect of payments. And it's really interesting because it's a large deal, $22 billion, but it's really only about two times First Data's revenue in terms of the purchase
mm-hmm.
price,
mm-hmm.
which, some of the other deals that you'll see out there, like it was just announced that Ellie Mae was acquired by Thoma Bravo, a private equity firm, and that one was at around seven times revenue.
Goodness.
But you get a sense for the First Data deal is not primarily about growth. It's primarily about taking mature payments, which First Data has a whole lot of with merchant acquiring and some of the card services that Fiserv also offers,
yeah.
and rolling things up together, diversifying a little bit in payments. It's a lot of money, and the big impact for credit unions is that while Fiserv largely goes to market directly, you see them, you'll see them loud and proud at GAC with mm-hmm. big orange. That's all great. First Data, on the other hand, tended to, in the credit union world, work as kind of the solution behind the solution. So they have resellers like PSCU, Philop, obviously big, big prominent name brands in the credit union space.
Mm-hmm.
as well as Jack Henry, who's a reseller. So now you have an interesting dynamic of when that mashup of First Data and Fiserv comes together, which is expected later in the year, you're going to be seeing essentially competitors partnered together by way of an acquisition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's obviously a big deal for Fiserv. It looks like a good value at 2x the revenue. And kudos to Fiserv. Looks like a good deal for them. But credit unions have to figure out, what does it mean for me and
right.
the other providers
exactly.
in space?
Yeah, I kind of like it with I kind of liken this news to the NBA, where everyone's kind of partnering with each other to create this super team. Like Kevin Durant went to the Golden State Warriors, Paul George goes to Oklahoma City Thunder, et cetera, et cetera. So this Fiserv First Data is like, okay, they're creating a super team. So
right.
here we go.
Well, and First Data and Fiserv obviously are building, some new things as well.
Sure, sure.
The other thing about that deal that it really shows is really a roll-up of established payments. So we have a lot of new, you mentioned blockchain, you have a lot of new payments capabilities coming along the path. And as with every credit union, they only have so much money to invest. So you got to take the call there, Mike. You should probably take that call.
I took it, but I put it on airplane mode right now. Apologize.
Probably called the Fiserv, wanting to know what we're talking about.
No, I know they are. They're calling me right now.
Good folks. But essentially, what's happening with the investment side of things is you really only have so many dollars to invest, whether it's in R&D, digital payments, lending, whatever. And so basically, there's not a lot of new money to go around. It's not like, you come into the boardroom and there's several million dollars just sitting around. So we have to figure out ways to roll up and make older things or more mature things, roll those up and make them more cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
So we free up more money. And if you look at the terms of the Fiserv First Data deal, there's, I think, a $900 million expected cost savings versus I think it was $500 million they said in new investments. So it's predominantly about cost savings, but you see some of those cost savings get turned right around
mm-hmm.
and put into some of the newer payments capabilities that you're seeing from, like First Data had something, they're called Clover. You might tend to see it in the market as Square when you're with your cab driver. So Square, a great example of a fintech that's really gone direct to market, really mixing up. They had an acquisition this last year with a company called Weebly that mm-hmm. builds websites for
yep.
businesses.
That's our website. I use them. Yep.
Yep. So Weebly, similar to Intuit, you have somebody that's in payments and also in website building. And so what you're starting to see in the payments part of fintech, and we saw it with a couple of other deals, NCR acquiring JetPay,
mm-hmm.
and there were a couple of deals with Capital One and City National Bank on the bank side, where what payments is starting to do is say, we're not just moving money for our members, we're actually going to help them run their businesses, not just move the money for their businesses, but actually work with them on their storefront, which happens to be digital now.
Right, right.
So connecting the website through to the money movement all the way through that process.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see more of that this year.
Oh my God, that's a whole other show in itself, I think. So,
yeah, it's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. And so, the flurry of fintech mergers and acquisition, what you're talking about here, why is it important to keep up with these deals? What's so significant of it, obviously?
Well, in some cases, it has one of these deals that's announced on any given Tuesday has an impact on risk profiles that you're making internally. Like, is that deal going to destabilize my fintech provider?
Right. Yeah.
The new money coming in, a great thing? Actually, more often than not, it might be a really positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a good topic to bring up at your next partner meeting with your providers. But a great example of a deal that was just announced yesterday, Ellie Mae, acquired by Thoma Bravo. This follows two related deals that happened just months ago, where Thoma Bravo acquired MeridianLink,
mm-hmm.
very well established loan origination lending provider. In the credit union market, as well as CRIF lending, which those were mashed up into a merger. So MeridianLink and CRIF merged just a few months later. Now we have Ellie Mae. So these are the number one penetrated platforms for loan origination for consumer lending, loan origination for mortgage origination in the industry. Thousands of institutions or credit unions are using these providers.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at things like, will the acquisition disrupt in some way the platform that I'm on?
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm on, get more investment.
Yeah.
It's all the major providers last year, if we look over the last 12 to 18 months, every single, and that's a good example of digital lending, every single one of the major providers in the credit union industry, Jack Henry, acquired Bolts, which is a digital kind of sales technology. Temenos acquired Avoca, mm-hmm. and that's their acquisition of Accelerant on the lending side, and Avoca for digital origination. Q2 acquired Grow Solutions mm-hmm. and Cloud Lending. FIS made a major investment in a company called Synmonix that they're using to drive their digital strategy. Just a whole host of, and you know, you even seen some specific credit unions. Obviously, the rise of Constellation, Chris yep. Kovacs and that group from Coastal, yep. and then also Corporate One recently, Keith Riddle, who you may know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had him on the show.
The formation of Sherpa Technologies. Yep. So there's just a whole lot of activity. Vista Equity Partners, which will be another one of the big private equity firms, they had announced the owners of Finastra, big in the credit mm-hmm. union space. They acquired Malazai, which yep. is another provider in the space. So just every single provider, Fiserv had acquired Architect and OBS, I think it was maybe 18 months ago. So every single one of these companies is buying something and investing in something new.
Yeah, and Trellens acquired On Approach just a few days ago. So there's another one.
Another good example, and actually related to the Trellens acquisition, you had FIS acquiring CSCU, mm-hmm. which actually went on to be part of the formation of Trellens.
Right.
And that just showed you the pressure that's on the reseller market right now in terms of pricing and those kinds of things. So to keep your eyes out for the co-ops and the PSCUs and all the people that are in the ecosystem that are related to people like First Data and Fiserv.
Yeah, it should be a very interesting GAC from a fintech perspective, not only a governmental perspective as it usually focuses on at GAC, but I think there's going to be a big fintech discussion there as well because of what you just mentioned, all these mergers and acquisitions that are going on. Man, there's a lot of moving parts that are going to be taking place.
Yeah, without a doubt, GAC should be really exciting. Our team, Steve Williams and team, will be there this year. And there's also just since you mentioned events like GAC, there's also just this whole new cult of events that are happening up around fintech.
Oh, yeah.
So for example, while Steve and Brandy Gregory, one of our payments folks, Vincent Huey, who you may know, one of our leads our mergers and acquisitions practice, and Emily Waite will be at GAC. Mm-hmm. I'll be at the same time, the Association for Financial Technology, AFT, one of the associations for the fintech providers, is happening at the same time in Tucson. So I'll be there. Finovate, Financial Brand, all these events.
AXFI,
that are just chock full of fintech.
Yeah, indeed. Oh my, it's actually really exciting to see all this. All these moving parts. So just like you said, you got to stay on top of it. It's a challenge, but you got to stay on top of it to see what's going to happen there. So let's move on over to digital. Digital obviously has been white hot. Every credit union is on their digital transformation journey, it seems like. So what else is going on out there that we need to know about?
Well, a couple things I would point out as it relates to fintech is don't underestimate the demands that are being placed on providers in the market right now, whether it's fintechs you want to partner with or maybe more traditional fintech vendors that you want to, you know, maybe install their new wares. Why? Our research that we just released, Ron Shevlin, our research mm-hmm. director, just released our 2019 research study of credit unions and community banks. 36% of the market right now, over a third, that would be a third of all credit unions right now, mm-hmm. 2019, are either adding or replacing their digital account origination process. Over a third of the market all at once.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
The demand is absolutely massive, and that's where a lot of the deals are happening. So Salesforce as kind of a marketing and sales juggernaut has really been a force in the industry, and actually one of their competitors, Adobe, mm-hmm. acquired a Marketo, which is a solution that a lot of sort of larger credit unions have been using to drive digital marketing. But if you just look within the industry, not just sort of outside of the large providers, Jack Henry acquired Grow Solutions and Cloud Lending, which I mentioned. I mentioned Temenos with Avoca and Excel. Mm-hmm. You two had an acquisition. FIS did some investments. And just these startups like Aperture, which is a new startup that came from First Data's partnership with Live Oak Bank and the folks that actually birthed nCino in the market several years.
Yeah.
So just a lot of startups, a lot of activity. And I think the thing that we're hearing when we talk to our clients and we're advising them on is they're always asking us, what are the best practices in digital sales? And really the playbook's being written right now. We're just doing a lot of testing and learning with our clients. Mm-hmm. And so the vendors don't have all the answers. Everybody's just trying stuff.
Yeah.
And I think this is gonna be the year that we move from trying stuff to which stuff works.
Yeah, well, actually apply it.
Build a playbook.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so there's lots of activity going on with lending. I think lending's at a really interesting time right now because the last 3 or 4 years it's been off the charts, especially auto lending. But with rates going up a little bit, and then there's rumored recession going to happen at the latter half of this year, early next year, possibly. Lending's in an interesting spot right now. So what's your take on that? What's going on here, and how will it impact credit unions?
Well, there is a lot of lending fintech activity, and I would point to two areas to your point about many credit unions diversifying, maybe not out of auto lending, but at least saying I need to have some other arrows in the quiver. And so the two areas that we're seeing most activity that I'm seeing is in mortgage. I mentioned earlier that Thoma Bravo acquired Ellie Mae. Mm-hmm. Ellie Mae has continued to do really well in terms of picking up mortgage volume and helping credit unions with that. The other area is business lending, and particularly small business lending. And so a good example of activity that we saw was Key Mutual Group, which has Advantage Analytics. You know, Tim Peterson and Shazia and the team there. During 2018, just in the last several months, they put together a string of acquisitions to maybe help analytics come to fruition out there in terms of growth. So we had the acquisition of a business lending and lending fintech solution, Mirador, mm-hmm. which was a startup company, fintech, as well as Finovation, which Brian Bodell and the team of Finovation. Great at sort of integration of lending process and integration of systems. And then Compliance Systems, Inc., which is sort of a behind-the-scenes provider of the compliant documents that allow loans to happen. So and they've been working with a lot of the fintechs and other fintech vendors. So it's sort of like thinking about the loan process from a business loan all the way through from analytics, the selling of the loan digitally with Mirador, execution of the loan with compliance systems, with the docs and integration of those processes with Finovation. Very interesting string of acquisitions in fintech. Mm-hmm. And so I would say there are others that are happening in lending too, but between all that, I would just say credit unions take a look for how do they actually bring together the analytics together with their loan origination processes and perfect those, whether that's with, you know, their MeridianLink or Ellie or Mirador or, you know, CUNY Mutual or whatever solutions that they're using mm-hmm. to tie together analytics with digital in lending.
Goodness gracious. I was just thinking while you're talking, but my brain is full. There's a lot going on.
25, I think we had 25 or 26 major deals that we tracked. We wrote about probably half of them on Gonzo Banker last year. It's a flurry.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast things are moving right now. And and one of the previous questions is like, you got to keep up on this stuff. But my gosh, it's really a challenge to keep up on this stuff and run your credit union at the same time. My gosh, I mean, that's just a job in itself. So I'm sure folks like you are like, hey, here's what's going on. Let us help you out. Is that kind of the mode of operations right now?
It is. And you know, you probably wouldn't think to talk to a consultant who wouldn't say, hey, think about a consultant. But I would say, to your point about who's doing it, how do I keep track of these things?
Yeah.
Credit union. I think one of the things my colleague Ron Shevlin has pointed out is, you know, don't underestimate the fact that you need to have talent inside your credit union to drive some of these things. And if you don't have that, that's really where we need to start redirecting some of our talent and bringing in more people. But yeah, from our perspective, we've tried to put together some resources for our clients in the mm-hmm. industry, free resources to help people out. So we have a webinar coming up on March 5th, Tuesday, March 5th, mm-hmm. 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock for our friends like you on the West Coast, Mike. It's
Thank
fintech
you.
Relationships, both sides of the table, where my colleagues, Steve Williams, who you know, he's a fun guy, right?
Oh yeah, very low key. He's very low key. Yeah. Very mellow individual.
So Steve and I will be joined by Ryan Rackley, one of my colleagues. And Something nerdy about Ryan and I that we both have in common is we both were financial institution executives, and we also both worked at tech firms. So we have been on both sides of the table of just, you know, instead of just hopping from provider to provider and, you know, whether it's doing a selection or an RFP and, you know, getting mad at one and moving to the next, what we're starting to see a lot more interest in, and we're encouraging it, is let's just make sure that we're managing these relationships as best we can. Mm-hmm. If we're hatching all these fintech partnerships on the one hand, and we have a growing list of providers, as much consolidation as there's been in the industry,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know, a typical credit union still now today is using more technology from more providers than they ever have. So we're saying, look, we have to find ways both at the provider, on the provider side of the table, and on the credit union side of the table, to be vested and to have good relationships. And so we'll go through on this webinar the 8 traits,
okay,
that we think it takes on kind of both sides of the table. But, you know, we're covering deals over at gonzobanker.com. Brady, Gregory, and I covered the Fiserv First Data deal. You can check it out at gonzobanker.com. Mm-hmm. The webinar I mentioned is at our web address, which is cornerstone, crnrstone.com/fintech webinar.
Okay.
We tried to keep it obvious.
Thank you for that.
The naming. So we're trying to put some resources out there for folks and hoping it helps.
Yeah, I think all of us, whether you're at a credit union or a vendor or even in the media or wherever, association, I mean, we all need a little help to keep up on what's going on, because it's moving so fast these days. And we just, in this discussion, we just scratched the surface of what's going on. So it's a lot of stuff going out there. I keep saying 2019 is going to be a very interesting year, very interesting year.
It is, and you know, in addition to our work with credit unions and financial institutions, we have radically increased the number of projects that we've been doing for fintech providers, private equity firms. So we're trying to stay this sandbox. There used to be this kind of predictable. You had the credit unions over here, and over here you had, you know, these people over here are CUSOs, and these people over here are investors, and these people over here are vendors, and they're all very different. Not that way anymore. It's one big sandbox.
Yep, exactly. And it's very exciting. Really cool stuff, Sam. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day to chat with us about what's going on in fintech. I mean, again, I think it's kind of the iceberg effect. We just saw the top part of the iceberg, and there's so much going on underneath. So again, 2019 is going to be a fun year. So, and you guys are right there in the middle of it.
Thumbs up for fintech.
You got it. All right, man. Well, thanks again, Sam. Appreciate the time. And we'll see the Cornerstone crew at GAC. And you're going to be at, what was the conference again you're going to?
AFT, Association for Financial Technology.
Okay.
But we'll be at all of them, and Finovate, Financial Brand. We'll be at all the events. And we'll see you out there on the road, Mike.
You got it. All right. Look forward to it. All right, Sam. Thanks again. Appreciate the time, man. Good stuff.